Tuesday morning on Fab FM. Good morning to you. Well, there's a lady called Beck Willis. She's a country singer and writes all her own material as well and releases albums, does a lot of live work around Australia. She's originally from the southeast of South Australia, a place called Kingston, which is, if anybody knows that area, also is Robe, which is a beautiful seaside town. And she's also lived in Ceduna, where Marion has lived. And Marion actually has heard of Beck because she used to sing around the Ceduna area as well. But anyway, she's now getting national attention through her music. And she's got a brand new album out called The Other Side of Town. Before we hear a track from that and talk to Beck, I want to play one of her older songs. And that's called Tui Road, which I absolutely love. This will give you an idea of what Beck Willis is all about. She wrote it, sings it, records it.
Farewell, Tui Road. As I gather my last load, you were old, but you were strong. You'd been neglected for way too long. You weren't much, but you were mine. I sit on the floor with a glass of wine, and I say goodbye, little house, and say to you as I let myself out. I say goodbye, little home, 'cause now I'm off and a big wide world I will roam, far from Dewey Road. Cracks in the wall just serve to remind me of the character I leave behind me. You saw my joy, you saw my pain. You weathered wind, you weathered rain. There he used to stand as I shut the door. Now I won't drive that crazy driveway anymore. Say goodbye, little house. I say to you as I let myself out. I say goodbye, little home. 'Cause now I'm off and a big wide world I will roam, far from Dewey Road. My friends thought I was crazy when I took your turn, but you're kinda like me, a lot to learn. And I say goodbye, little house. I say to you as I let myself out. I say goodbye, little home. 'Cause now I'm off and the big wide world I will roam. Yeah, I say goodbye, little house. I say to you as I let myself out. Goodbye, little home. 'Cause now I'm off and a big wide world I will roam, far from Dewey Road. From Dewey Road.
Good morning, Paul.
All the way from South Australia.
Indeed. I mean, well, I wouldn't say sunny, but I'm in overcast Kingston southeast at the moment.
Well, I know that area well because one of my favourite spots down there is Robe.
Yeah, very nice.
Beautiful, beautiful seaside town, similar to Port Douglas in a lot of ways. But also Kingston, where you are now, is the Big Lobster sold? Is he gone or is he still there?
No, Larry has been sold by a local pastoralist, Tom Brinkworth. Purchased Larry about probably 4 months ago. So Larry will be staying in the town and reopening as a restaurant.
What, at the same location on the highway there?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, well,
I know.
There's the latest lobster news brought to you by our reporter on the scene, Beck Willis.
Fantastic. And as someone who had my 8th, 9th and 10th birthday parties at the Big Lobster, do yourself a favour and drop in and grab a sundae.
There you go. I hope they have lobster sandwiches, because last time he was open and had a restaurant there, they had lobster sandwiches. Beautiful.
Yum. And they have the big aquarium tanks everywhere with live lobsters, and you can just point and say, oh, I have that one.
No, I don't like doing that. I don't like sentencing them to death. I'd rather just have it after they've gone, if you know what I mean.
Oh, well, I'm a fisherman's daughter, so I'm comfortable with doing that.
Well, Beck Willis, look, you're a wonderful, wonderful singer, and you've recorded other albums before. You're big on live performances, but this latest album, it's called The Other Side of Town. Now, I read up all the stuff about the album, and it says basically it's your, and you've written these songs, it's about your last 4 years of hope and heartbreak. Now, tell us about it.
Yeah, no worries. Well, it was almost like the universe or God or something thought, well, I was having it too easy. I wasn't writing enough country songs. So in the space of about a month, my marriage broke down and my mum died. And my boys and I moved back to South Australia to be with my dad and my sisters and my brother. Because, you know, when you lose your mum, it's the matriarch of the family, and we're a really close family. So it was hard. So I was, you know, processing being a single parent and the big responsibility that is, and losing mum and keeping an eye on dad and all keeping an eye on each other. So it was a really hectic time. And then just when I wasn't looking for it, I fell in love as well, just to add that to the mix.
Wow, that's good.
So when I finally took a breath about a year later, all these songs just fell out. And I suppose there's more relatability in this album because, you know, everyone's lost someone. And a lot of people have, you know, lost a marriage and had to do single parenting. And, you know, there's a few topics there, I guess, that people would relate to. And I'm sure everyone's fallen in love at least once.
We're talking with Beck Willis, a country singer on Fab FM. She has her new album out called The Other Side of Town. Because when you have those breakups, I've been through it, and you kind of think you'll never, ever find that love again, and then along comes like a flash. And it's usually when you're not looking for it, Beck.
Oh, I was so not looking for it. It was 7 a.m. in the morning, and I was living with my 80-year-old dad, and I was trying to keep my two young sons quiet. And my dad sells bait. He's a fisherman. And this bloke waltzed in full of cheer, and he was so upbeat. It just really grated on my nerves because I hadn't had coffee. It was 7 a.m. I'm like, who's this? And he turned up I asked him if he wanted to buy some cockles. I think pippies, you might call them up there. And he said, oh, I'm here to see your dad, because he was friends with dad, you know. And that was it. I was totally dead against getting involved with anyone for a while. But he swept me off my feet, and he's been a great source of joy the last couple of years. So definitely wasn't looking for it.
And what's his name?
Alan.
Alan just came waltzing in. And I tell you what, when you come in there and you fall in love, naturally you've got to write a country song.
You do. And I was like, thank God for that, because there'd been, you know, grief and heartbreak and, you know, single parenting and death, and then it was like, oh, good, you know, love and joy.
Well, I've got to say, what song on the album, now don't say it, but I'm going to have a guess, right? Now you've got Real Thing, Fly, Dream in Your Pocket, Drive, White Ass. Was it either White Ass or it was Real Thing?
No, White Ass wasn't for this particular man. That was for a different man. no, there's five on the album written about Alan.
Tell me the names.
I will, and his head will be massive at the moment.
Yeah.
Real Thing, Promise, End of Time, Hotspot, and, God, All We Need Is Love.
I won't even explore Hotspot.
it's very clean.
Well, look, congratulations, you've done that. Now back to your mum, of course, losing your mum. I lost my mum several years ago, and you're right, there's something about losing a parent, particularly a mum, because they're so nurturing and caring, and it sort of then you think about your own mortality, don't you?
You do. And I think I wrote Dream in My Pocket particularly for mum, because she always really believed in my music, but also wrote All We Need Is Love. Even though it was about Alan, it was inspired by mum, because you know, it made me think at the end of the day, material things don't really matter, you know, as long as you have a roof over your head and a belly full of food, if as long as the people in your life see you for you and love you and vice versa, that's all that matters. But yeah, losing a parent, it's like, I just don't think anyone can love you as much as your mum loves you, you know, it's a hard one, you know?
It is. Well, out of all of that came these wonderful songs and a wonderful relationship, so that's good. We're talking with Beck Willis, a country singer on Fab FM. She has her new album out called The Other Side of Town. Because often I talk to people about country music, and sometimes people get confused with country music and country and western music.
Yeah,
and I try to re-educate them. So hang on a second, country and western. Now, I'm talking about good country songs. And the reason I love country music, and there are a few people up here who say, oh, Paul, you play too much country on that radio station. I play all sorts of songs, but country, I love country music, and the reason I love country music, and I bet it's the same with you, is that country music tells these wonderful human stories in a very easy way to listen to them.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I struggle with the different sorts of categories and labels for country music too, you know. I mean, I grew up listening to Charlie Pride, Johnny Cash and Kris Kristofferson and Tanya Tucker, and it's the stories. I mean, my kids listen to a lot of pop songs, and I think Ed Sheeran's pretty much the only one that I like that they listen to, because he tells stories. I mean, he's not country, but he plays the guitar and he tells a story. So, yeah, to me, it's about the stories. It's not just about the noise.
Now, I know that you're in South Australia. I know you're now sort of spreading your wings to the rest of Australia. Are we ever going to see you up north to Cairns? Because let me tell you, there's a huge number of talented people up here, and the locals up here love live music. They just love it.
Good. Well, I love live music and I love locals. I love going to, you know, a local and just playing a few songs and getting to know the people. So, yeah, definitely. I work it around my kids' school holidays, but we'll be up there sometime this year. That's a promise.
Well, think about it. Kingston would be a very cold place in winter, and we'd have beautiful warm weather up here. So think about that time. And down in Cairns too, there's plenty of pubs. What I love about, and Port Douglas too, they absolutely, and the couple of pubs up here that we've got, and some of the resorts love live music, and they get people to play live music, which is fantastic, because that's a lost art. You know, there's so many hotels and venues now just stick on the old Spotify, and we don't get that live sound, which up here they encourage, which I think is fabulous.
Well, that's great, and it's rare, because it is becoming more of a thing where they'll get a DJ or they'll put on Spotify. And a lot of places, if I go out for tea or whatever and afterwards they have music, I just feel really old, because they're playing a lot of, and good luck to them, you know. My nephews and nieces like it, a bit of doof doof, but you know, I want some heart and soul and some stories. But definitely my dream is to live up there in winter and come back here in summer. So that's what I'm working on.
Well, congratulations on the new album. I'm going to play the song that you said you'd love off the album, Is Real Thing Now. But thank you for your time today, and good luck with your career. And we hope to see you up here sometime.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
I don't care much for material things. I find it boring looking at diamond rings. I don't spare much on my hair or my shoes, but I care for a love that's true. I don't queue up in department store lines. Op shops will do it for me any old time. I don't care much for expensive booze, but I care for a love that's true. It don't take much to make me smile, but I'll admit now it's been quite a while. I've been burned and ignored and broken, but I'm born again in love and I'm finally awoken. All I need is to be seen. Hold my hand, search my eyes. your mind. We can catch up on that any old time. Long as my hair's red and your eyes are blue, well, I believe in a love that's true. All I need is to be seen. Hold my hand, search my eyes, call me to tell me anything. All I need is you. If you be yourself and I'll be mine. Love hearing about your day. There's never enough time to show you my heart when I sing. 'Cause I believe.